Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Ukraine says it's fended off a new wave of attacks launched by Russia today, including 24 Iranian-made drones, 15 of them aimed at Kyiv. The mayor reports one person has been killed. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in the capital.
There are air raid sirens across much of Ukraine this morning because of more drones being detected in the air from the southeast. So it's another day of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg applauds Western support.
We now see a significant enhancement of the combat capabilities of the Ukrainian armed forces. And of course, the battle tanks comes on top of the announcements of armored vehicles, infantry fighting vehicles.
It could take months for U.S. tanks to reach the front lines. In the West Bank, health officials say Israeli forces have killed at least 9 Palestinians, including a 60-year-old woman, in one of the deadliest raids there in months. It comes weeks into Israel's new government, which has pledged to take a hard line against the Palestinians and ramp up construction of new settlements. The Newport News, Virginia school board has voted to dismiss the district superintendent after police say a 6-year-old shot his first grade teacher in the chest this month. Vice board chair Terry Best.
One of the things that a very intelligent person told me was when a leader loses the trust of those that follow them, that it's time for them to go.
The teacher, 25-year-old Abby Zwerner, is suing the district. She says administrators were warned several times the child might have a gun. Vice President Harris visited a memorial outside the dance studio in Monterey Park, California, where 11 people were shot dead Saturday night.
California has been courageous as a leader on the issue of smart gun safety law, but we also need Congress to act.
S&P futures down 4. It's not your imagination. Lots of people are sneezing and itching these days. CBS's Sabrina Cupid explains.
When it comes to allergies, Americans are feeling the pain. About 1 in 3 adults have been diagnosed, and more than a quarter of all kids have allergies.
The most common was seasonal allergy at about 1 in 5. Eczema was about 1 in 10, and about 6% of the population of children had a food allergy they were diagnosed with.
Epidemiologist Benjamin Jablotsky with the National Center for Health Statistics.
Duck if you see an asteroid the size of a delivery truck overhead. NASA says it expects the 2023 BU to fly by Earth tonight. Not to worry, it'll be 2,200 miles away over the southern tip of South America, but that's still one of the closest approaches ever recorded. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance. MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Right now, you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance of snow today, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 29. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 11. Snow likely again tomorrow, high of 32. Overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
In program.
So what are the consequences to a society of inequality? When the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, the middle class starts to disintegrate. On the line with us is Stephen Besruchka, the associate teaching professor at the University of Washington School of Public Health, previously a practicing emergency room physician. He serves on the board of Washington Physicians for Social Responsibility. He's the author of a new book, Inequality Kills Us All, COVID-19's Health Lessons for the World. His website, Stephen Besruchka, is STEPHENBEZRUCHKA.com. And his Twitter handle is S. Besruchka. Stephen, welcome to the program, or Dr. Besruchka. Thanks so much for joining us. Where do we begin with this topic of inequality? Is it, let's start with its impact. What is the main impact, and what are the impacts on society of conspicuous inequality?
So many people have pointed out, and yourself included, our rising inequality and perhaps even calling it pandemic profiteering. What's missing from that analysis is that our health status, we die younger because of that inequality than some 50 other countries. I coined the term Health Olympics 25 years ago. If health were an Olympic event and the race was how long you lived, life expectancy, lifespan, today we wouldn't even be there for the final day's heat. We would have been disqualified in the trials. So all the other rich countries, people living in all the other rich countries, have longer lives. Those lives, I would argue, are healthier. And some not so rich countries, Thailand, Chile, Costa Rica, they have longer lives than we do. Now, you will find in the media that our reports from the National Center for Vital Statistics released late last year showed a decline in life expectancy for the last several years. And the Washington Post said the numbers were back to what they were in 1996. Mm-hmm. So this should be concerning to Americans. I think given the choice, we'd rather live a longer life than a shorter one. To begin with, most Americans don't realize that their health has been compromised because they live in the United States. And they also don't realize that inequality is what's killing us.
Mm-hmm. So what's the mechanism by this? I've read Wilkinson and Pickett's work. Suggesting that inequality actually makes us crazy a little bit, that
that, I mean, you can see this in a kindergarten classroom. You walk in and give, you know, one cookie to every kid and give 10 cookies to one of the kids, and suddenly, you know, chaos erupts. And that people, when they perceive society as being unequal or being unfair, essentially, that it affects mental and emotional health. Is that the beginning of it, or are there other dimensions to this?
Yes, I think we're very sensitive to the rank order where we stand in a society. Let's take, for example, the mass shootings, which have become almost a daily occurrence in the United States. Studies show that mass shootings, four victims or more, are more likely to occur in parts of the United States with high inequality and also high wealth. And so, you know, right now the news reports are sort of scratching their heads about gun issues and all of these that lead to these mass shootings. But we're not going upstream. We're not trying to find the real causative issue. Very few entities in this country try to consider what are the actual upstream causes. Hawaii is our healthiest state, longest lived state. And the Department of Health in Hawaii produced a report about a decade ago that had a graphic on page 2 that I've reproduced in the book that showed downstream factors. It's got a mountainside, typical scene in Hawaii, and downstream are all the chronic diseases in the ocean that we face, heart disease, cancers, diabetes. And where the river flows into the ocean, on the shore are the personal behaviors, exercise, smoking, and that sort of thing. On the other side of the river is health care. So the Department of Health in Hawaii situates health care far downstream. Also in the graphic is a big waterfall, and there they list what are now termed the social determinants of health: racism, pollution, poverty, and so on. But above that, they put socioeconomic conditions, and above that, the most important, is political context and governance. And that's really what the evidence today shows. The health that we have, it mostly comes through political choices we make. And these days we've chosen to give the rich ever more, and we're dying younger because of it.
It's really a remarkable analysis. Wilkinson and Pickett have also talked at some length about the correlation between inequality. They do a state-by-state analysis of the United States and an international analysis. That the states and nations with the greatest inequality have the highest levels of mental illness, of poverty, of drug addiction, of crime, of violent crime, of sexually transmitted diseases. I mean, this is this whole spectrum of the ills of society that we tend to think have nothing to do with inequality, and yet they're all inextricably intertwined. How does that happen?
Well, basically, inequality creates a lot of stress. Very few Americans smoke anymore, and so stress has become the 21st century tobacco. That is, when we are And we are one of the most highly stressed countries in the world. You know, Gallup Global does measures stress in countries around the world. Stress is, of course, an imperfect measure, but we are somewhere in the top 5 of countries around the world in terms of stress. This, despite all of our smart devices and the ability to prepare food in 30 or 40 seconds in a microwave, and the lavish lifestyles that some live. This is really stressing us out. And how do we respond to that stress? Well, it creates a lot of conditions in our body. Inflammation goes up. And these inflammatory markers essentially lead us to an early death from whether it's heart disease, cancer, COVID. You know, We have 1.1 million deaths from COVID so far, the most of any country. When you divide by the population, our rates put us somewhere in the top 10 countries. We're not doing very well.
Yeah.
And the reason, the other part of it relates to early life. So as we go from the erection to the resurrection, it's the first 1,000 days after conception when roughly half of our health as adults has been programmed. So healthier countries, of which there are 40 to 50, as I've said, privilege that period, the first part of life, in various ways. Only two countries in the world do not have a nationally mandated paid maternity leave policy. One is, of course, the United States. We can't afford it, though some people are trying to rumble about maybe we should. And the only other country with a population of a million or more is Papua New Guinea, half of a big island north of Australia. Hmm. Only two countries in the world without a paid maternity leave program. Now, we have a few states that have passed maternity leave programs or parental leave programs, but most of them, none of them go above 12 weeks, and the rate of pay is not very high. Take Sweden. In Sweden, you have to take 444 days of paid leave after you have your baby. Your pay is your full pay.
Wow. And wow.
The father has to take 13 weeks.
Yeah, we need that here. The book is Inequality Kills Us All by Dr. Stephen Bezruska. Dr. Bezruska, thanks so much for dropping by today. It's great talking with you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, what do we know about the Supreme Court leaker and other news of the day right after this? Stick around.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, finding a gift he'll actually like can feel impossible. Luckily, mancrates.com is perfect for his birthday, his anniversary, or any occasion. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he's going to love. Put me down for this one, the Whiskey Appreciation Crate, with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, or more. Or the Grillmaster Crate, featuring a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and cast iron smoker box. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar. Fun! Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. I can get you 15% off. Just use the code RADIO15, R-A-D-I-O-1-5, at mancrates.com to save 15% on his perfect gift. That's RADIO15 at mancrates.com. 22 minutes past the hour, and all the president's classified documents. You know, number one, Peter Strzok, you know, the FBI agent who ended up getting fired, who was texting with his girlfriend about how terrible Trump was. He has a Substack, peterstrzok.substack.com, and to which I subscribe. And he's asking, you know, some very simple questions that the media really needs to keep in mind. Number one, did the person intentionally and willfully mishandle classified documents? And had they repeatedly had mishandling violations? Were they warned? You know, was there a massive amount of mishandled documents? Does it involve a party like a foreign power or the media? And does the person try to impede the investigation? And he goes through the list of all the dates that, you know, everything happened, you know, from November 2nd when Biden's attorneys first found this through today. And then compares that with Trump, who on January 17th of 22, after a series of requests, Presidential Records, the NARA, National Something Records Act, you know, requires that these things get back to the archives. They found 184 documents containing over 700 pages bearing classification markings in the residence of Donald Trump. Then on June 3rd, you know, 6 months later of last year, a federal grand jury issued a subpoena saying, "We believe that Donald Trump is committing a crime by continuing to hold these." They found 37 more. And then his lawyer signed a paper saying, "There's nothing more. And then on August 8th, the FBI executes another search warrant at Mar-a-Lago and seizes another 103 documents. And then in early December of last year, just 2 months ago, they found another two documents.
Trump tried to cover this up. Trump tried to lie about it. And the issue that Strzok doesn't mention that I will put out there is, in my opinion, Donald Trump may well have used one or more of these documents to extract $2 billion from the king of Saudi Arabia, or the prince who's, you know, running Saudi Arabia. And I also, you know, recall that there was a time during the Trump presidency when all of a sudden CIA agents around the country started dying. This was after Donald Trump had had his private meeting with Putin in Helsinki. And I'm wondering how many of these documents Donald Trump transmitted to Vladimir Putin. Around that time, Rand Paul had made a personal pilgrimage to Moscow to hand deliver documents that Donald Trump had given him to agents of Putin, to Putin's intelligence services. Rand Paul has never told us what was in those documents. I'm not sure he even knows. I think he said it was a sealed envelope. How big was that envelope? How thick was it? How many documents were in it? What did they contain? We have no idea. But are those some of the documents that are missing from the National Archives? I'd like to know. To the best of my knowledge, nobody has ever questioned Rand Paul about the documents that Donald Trump gave him to take to Vladimir Putin and any possible association between them and this spate of killings of CIA informants around the world who were informants that would have been basically informing on Putin or informing on Mohammed bin Salman. I want to know this stuff. Meanwhile, the drama around the Supreme Court looks like it's dying down simply because it's, you know, the news cycle is over. But still, it's increasingly looking like the leaker of the Dobbs decision is the same guy who leaked the Hobby Lobby decision back in 2014. The Hobby Lobby decision got leaked. This was the decision that said that nonprofits could refuse to pay for the Affordable Care contraception coverage. Remember this? It was, a totally Catholic thing, right? And it was authored, just like the Dobbs decision, by Sam Alito. And it turned out that, you know, these guys who have bought a building across the street from the Supreme Court and raised millions of dollars and send money, throw these parties for Supreme Court justices and all this stuff to influence the Supreme Court. Well, one of these guys, a Christian minister, his name is Rob Schenck, told the world, he told a reporter that the Hobby Lobby document was leaked to him by Alito after he and Alito and their wives had dinner together. And so Alito had already leaked one document through this guy. I mean, what makes you think he didn't leak the Hobbs document? But hey, you know, the FBI's not looking into it. Inquiring minds want to know. But I think it's just another example of how corrupt and corrupted our Supreme Court has become as a consequence of, you know, just packing it with right-wing crazies, regardless of their qualifications. We'll be back with
you. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Fry.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
Yap is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. Yap works.
And now, I'm a Yap advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance of snow today, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 29. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 11. Snow likely again tomorrow, high of 32. Overcast skies 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
Friends grow too, because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? And let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and, not to mention, delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your own private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Cruising, your hotel goes with you. You only unpack once, and the food is spectacular. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. They are all American. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Seth in Christiansburg, Virginia. Hey, Seth, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I am well. What's up?
I have a severe mental illness that's medically treated, and I've been all through the mental health system, and I've got some things to say about what's good and what to look for those that are families that are mentally ill.
Okay. Go for it.
The first thing is called the PACT program, P-A-C-T, which is a program of assertive community treatment. It's extremely comprehensive. I think it's in half of the states in the U.S., and if you are a family member of the mentally ill, it's be very wise to help petition to get PACT in your state. It's comprehensive, reduces hospitalization, homelessness, and incarceration. For the general public, because people are checked up on frequently, it would reduce violence due to mental illness. Mm-hmm. And I've got a plug for benefits that you can look forward to if you have mental illness, and particularly if your family wants to follow up, which is SSI, mm-hmm. SS or SSDI, or you can get both.
Right, Social Security Disability Insurance.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to find a provider such as United Healthcare that is an adjunct to that.
Okay.
And the service by Medicare is offered to anyone who wants to call in to find out what their best provider is. Mm-hmm. And again, I promote United Healthcare. They're very comprehensive, and they really do a really good job.
Good.
Also included are housing vouchers, SNAP benefits, heating and cooling benefits, which should be in every state. Mm-hmm. I want to mention that there's a disease of the that is coincident with the with mental health called agnosia, A-G-N-O-S-I-A. And what that means is that the mentally ill client does not understand what is wrong with them. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous because it creates a revolving door in the hospitals because you can't study your own existence. It doesn't work that way. So the trick is that for the general public that may have a mental illness, you want to listen to your family and friends who can visually see what's going on and acquiesce to a evaluation, which is harmless. Right. Either they're going to tell you need help or you don't. But the key to overcoming agnosia is making sure you listen to family and friends. Right. If you've got lots of family and friends that are saying what's the problem, just get checked out.
Pay attention to the feedback. Great stuff, Seth. Great stuff.
Yeah.
I need to move along to other callers here, but thank you for, and you know, we can continue the conversation in the future, but thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's great stuff. I truly appreciate it. Michael in Princeton, Minnesota. Michael, you're on the air.
Yeah, Tom, I was talking to a couple of police officers that are friends of mine, and I asked them, I said, well, you know, this problem of cops killing people and that kind of stuff, and, right. the over response and all that, mm-hmm. both of them had been in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They came back, they were not deprogrammed. Then you got the larger cities that are getting military equipment. Then you put all the guns that are in this country right now with the Republican rhetoric, the inequality. And I know that Minneapolis and St. Paul has got a budget. We got a huge excess in our budget this year, and they want to hire cops, but to try to vet the cops and find qualified people, a lot of them do not want to get into it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't condone at all, nor do my cop friends, any of the actions that these other police officers took. But it's a really complicated system that we got going here that needs some kind of remedy. And I, with all of the problems, I don't know how you can attack all these problems.
Yeah, I think that there are some solutions, and it's fairly easy to see them in other countries. I lived in Germany and interacted with the police while I lived there. And, you know, first of all, there's nationwide standards for policing. Secondly, there's very, very good pay for police officers. Third, it's damn hard to become a police officer. You've got to have a college degree to begin with. And a lot of people apply for that job because once you've got that job, you're set for the rest of your life in terms of, you know, social and economic security for yourself and your family. And then training and accountability. We lack all of those things. We have no national standards. It's hit and miss, willy-nilly. Bad cops leave one police department and they simply go to another police department that in many cases doesn't even realize that, you know, what had happened in the previous one. We need a comprehensive national approach to policing. And then the final thing is that the police unions in the United States don't really act like unions. They act like, you know, the mob, basically. They act like enforcers on behalf of bad cops. And that needs to end as well. I'm not saying end the unions. I'm saying limit what the unions can do. Limit their activity to bargaining for wages and benefits rather than defending bad cops. If we simply did those things, I realize it sounds glib, right? But if we did those things, I think we'd move a long way toward having a better outcome with our police. Michael, thank you. Thanks for a thoughtful comment. Chris in Stuyvesant, New York. Am I saying it right? Stuyvesant?
Stuyvesant, New York.
Stuyvesant.
Hi, Tom. Happy New Year. Long time no speak.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call in with a footnote here. The caller before, he might have shared the same name as you, Tom. I'm not sure, but he was calling about the channel that has the multiple layouts on news coverage. So for DirecTV, it was channel 200. I'm on Free Speech TV, so I'm watching on 348. I just feel, and again, with everything that's going on with Trump and Ukraine and China and all this stuff, I don't want to see us, our side, going down any rabbit holes of conspiracy. And again, I just felt, again, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but it's something I've noticed. I've watched news that way for quite a while. It's wonderful because you do get six squares, and you can go backwards and forwards for an hour. So you can switch from channel to channel and skip the commercials and get different points of view. Here's the thing. And he's right. The first, it always defaults to the upper left. And that was BBC before. Or actually, originally it was CNN and BBC was below it. It doesn't really matter if people don't watch it this way. But the point is, it changed because, and if you wait long enough, you'll see that what my point is correct. The seasons changed. And what I'm talking about is the weather. The format that he's seeing right now is the format it was about this time last year. Mm-hmm. And what had been occurring earlier that it switched from, and it was extended because of, same point, the weather.
Yeah, that's why I said I didn't see a conspiracy here. That these people are just businessmen and they're going to program it in a way that they think is going to get maximum usage.
Exactly. And in that period earlier, in the summer and spring, we had huge hurricanes and it was an extended season. And then it all moved inland and we had the hurricanes, the tornadoes and stuff and the fires and all this other stuff. And if you remember, all the corporate news was breaking to the Weather Channel and all these other channels.
Right.
So what they did was they extended it, and sometimes even I switched to the Weather Channel and I'd watch the storms because it was better coverage. But then as the hurricane season ended, and, you know, I know the tornado is still going, but I guess that doesn't get enough clicks. The Weather Channel stuff started showing the stuff they usually show, like ice road truckers and highway from hell, highway through hell or whatever. And that, I think, is then, you know, the viewership went down and then they defaulted back to. And again, I think it's just, and again, I agree with you. It should have Free Speech TV, Link TV, whatever, alternative voices in those channels, but they're not going to do that. So they went to the sister channels of MSNBC being CNBC and Fox Business for Fox.
No, they're just programming it for maximum use. I agree with you, Chris. Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for pointing that out. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up?
I wanted to start light and end dark.
Okay.
You and I have discussed before, every time I hear you tell the story of when you were in the Georgia Police Academy, you had this area where you folks ate lunch. And that just cracks me up. And I know I've mentioned this to you before. The police academy I attended was the last what is called high-stress police academy in the country. We didn't have any awnings. We didn't have any lunch area. We ate lunch 30 minutes running in place. And if you didn't have, the only thing you threw away was paper and plastic, meaning if you brought a banana and you didn't peel it, guess what? You ate the peel. Wow. So having said that, those types of academies, that was the last one, yeah. But they were phased out. But what I want, for obvious reasons, but what I wanted to say, more so not to you because it's not news to you, but to your listeners, you had mentioned that this young man in Memphis that was beaten to death by five or six, whatever it is, black police officers. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to say some inconvenient truths, thus ending dark here. You know, everyone knows, as you mentioned, that policing in this country, the model was slave patrols. It is a white supremacist institution. And I have to keep reminding people that white supremacy does not mean that you are necessarily a European or European American. We have black white supremacists. We are inculcated into white supremacy early in life. And I've mentioned this before. A white cake is angel's food. A black cake is devil's food. Good guys wear white. Bad guys wear black. The great white shark. The great white tiger. On and on and on. By the time a kid is 5 or 6 years old, they have both an inferiority and a supremacy complex, no matter what they look like. So having said that, let me give you some examples of this. One of the things that a black man will hear, and this is one of the reasons why my foray into law enforcement was very brief, less than 2 years, is one of the things, because of how racist it is. And one of the things people will say to a black man in particular, no matter what they look like, I'll call the police. And they know what that means, because they know that when the police show up, 9.9 times out of 10, they're going to be antagonistic towards that black person. That's just an inconvenient truth. Yep. And let me tell you something, Tom. In Los Angeles, let me tell you what a black man's worst nightmare is. Encountering either a black cop or a female cop. Let me tell you why. Because they have to overcompensate. It is a white supremacist institution. And therefore, they have to show the white supremacist entity that they don't play any favors, so forth and so on. You know, I know you're familiar with Margaret Prescott. And I once had an informal conversation with her. And I told her, we were talking about, you know, my brief time in law enforcement, and you know, she was asking me a few things, and I said to her in the end, I said, Margaret, one of the things, if you are in law enforcement, when you enter law enforcement as a black man, the one thing that is required of you is that you are going to have to give up your blackness. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to.
Yeah,
that's just the reality of it.
Yeah,
Tom,
it's blew
and
over.
I
everything
will
else.
End it there.
Yeah,
I'll.
Spot on. Yeah, it was a brilliant. Kenyatta, by the way, you write over at medium.com. What's the URL for your writings?
Oh, God, I don't know. I just started. But listen, that I will get it to you. And okay. Thank you so much for the time. I know we're at a break, Tom. Sure. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Tell me and I'll plug it on the air, because your writings are really worth following. We'll be back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 48 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. Picking up your calls on the other side of this break. Stick around.
you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. In my experience, going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you had protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. And it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal information on the dark web. I've used ExpressVPN for many years because it creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between you, my device and the internet, and so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all your devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Oh, welcome back. Picking up your calls, George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's up?
Well, a couple of things. Before I get to my main point, just to say this, reaction, I think, was a caller from Minnesota about how they have a big bulge in their budget, and yet they still can't seem to hire enough cops. You know, here in Chicago, they didn't often have the examinations for people who wanted to become cops. It was every several years, at least. And they'd have to spread them out over 2 days because, like, 40,000 people would apply for the jobs.
Wow.
More recently, they only have them on one day, and less than 10,000 people apply. And the last two graduating classes from the academy, I believe, were smaller than the attrition from officers leaving in that same year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the benefits, and it has to be like in Finland or Germany. I mean, after a few years, you're making $100,000 as a cop. We don't have that here, you know, and it's, you know, if you want better people, you got to pay better money.
Yep. And those countries also require a college degree to become a cop.
Right. The guest you had on about 40 minutes ago, and I would love it if you would say his name and the name of his book again.
Yes.
When you were talking about...
Just before you continue, it's Stephen Bezruch, Bezruchka, and the book is Inequality Kills Us All.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And now we've got about 20 seconds here.
The question occurred to me that over the last couple of generations, the amount of inequality, has it caused either subliminally and instinctively or as a conscious thought process, the people of this country buying so many guns, is this a rational or irrational reaction to feeling unequal?
I believe so. I believe it's both. I believe it's a rational reaction. People know that their status in society is going down. They're not sure exactly why. They assume it might have something to do with illegal immigrants because that's what the GOP constantly tells them. But it really has to do with inequality. And then there's the unconscious, or then there's the conscious, you know, level of you know, the crime is going up as a consequence of inequality as well. George, I got to run, but I think you'll like Stephen's book, Inequality Kills Us All. There's also a great book called The Spirit Level by Wilkerson and Pickett that you should check out if you're interested in this topic. Thank you so much for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us. Otherwise, it's not democracy, right? If we, the demos, don't participate, we have no ocracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's so much you can do. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 30%.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help,
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.3